change.
Do we address the elephant in the room? Well, because we know it's a sore point for Brian.
Hey, Brian.
But
there's a few elephants in this room.
If we get keep getting 200-plus people testing positive every day, Bristol, mm-hmm. we're going to have to acknowledge at some stage that the grand final may have to go somewhere else.
All right. And we want, if it's not the MCG, okay, one word, where is it played?
Optus Stadium.
Well, listen.
No, if it's not, right, Brian?
Just hang on.
Adelaide or Perth.
You're pretty strong on this, BT.
You're really jumping the gun.
You're pretty strong
on this. Just let me speak, Bill.
Well, speak here.
We've got 6 weeks. We've got 3.5 months before the grand final is going to be played, right?
Yeah.
We're a 6-week lockdown.
How many people have been?
You've already seen how quickly crowds can come back in Perth. Bang. Let's just wait. There is no reason to make a commitment now. Let's wait for the 4 weeks at least, see what it's doing. And if it is looking good...
It's 6 weeks, Byron.
But we can just wait 4 weeks before we have to make a decision. Wait the full six if you want. We don't have to make a decision now. Why do we have to make a decision now?
You said this wasn't a story, Brian.
It's going to be a story.
You said this wasn't a story 2 weeks ago.
BT's point, I'm backing you up here, BT's point is quite simplistic, and that is... Why are we talking about it now when the decision... We've got to wait because we're not going to know where we are in 2 weeks.
I'll tell you why we are.
We've been talking about it for 2 weeks.
Because it suits the journos having to scroll out words and...
Yeah.
But so you said it wasn't even a story. Now you're conceding that it's not a guarantee. You said it wasn't a story.
It is not a story yet because we don't need to make a decision. We do not need to make a decision now.
When are we going to make a decision?
In 6 weeks' time.
Well, you tell us when it's a story.
When we can see what's happening in Victoria.
If it's not the MCG, just for fun, for the radio, and we might get a headline. If it's not the MCG, give me one place where it should be.
Well, Sydney makes sense because it's close to Victoria.
No, it's got to be Adelaide.
Footy state.
Victoria.
It's got to be a footy state.
Adelaide or Perth.
Yeah,
I'm Perth. Who do you reckon? I would love Perth's a magnificent stadium, and they are advanced of everyone else in their dealing with this debacle. So they can have a full house, and if it can't be played at the G, I would love that. ANZ Stadium's a dump. And I can't stand that.
Exactly. The only problem with Perth, and I'd like it to be there, but their premier was a smart aleck.
All right.
You'd like to say...
So why not Adelaide, premier is it, by the way?
Oh, Adelaide's very good too.
Adelaide or Perth.
So, Jim, you reckon it should go to a footy heartland?
I would prefer
regardless of team.
Yeah. Footy state.
Oh, yeah.
A footy state. What do you think, Jerno?
No, to me, the priority and the prerequisite for making the decision has to be a crowd of substance there.
Right.
So if Victoria can't provide that...
Just give me a state, please.
Well, I'll go with Perth as well. I think Optus Stadium was a football...
Righto, Perth,
stadium.
No,
I'm going to go Adelaide.
Brian?
Time frames in Perth aren't good for commercial TV on the eastern side of Australia.
Adelaide.
So what are you saying, Adelaide then?
Well, I'm saying New South Wales.
I don't mind it, Bristol, because you can come into prime time.
Playing
Perth in the after twilight is prime time to the eastern
What about
seaboard?
The people that are going over there? They're going to have to get there at bloody 10 o'clock in the morning.
Damo?
That's a problem.
He's changed. He's actually saying state other than the MCU.
Well, people might be able to travel there. It might be just people within their own state.
Well, 80,000 at Homebush. And I know we're not playing any footy there, and that's been raised several times by different... But 80,000 people at Homebush, you know, by that stage, Victorians should be able to travel and cross the border. It's a lot easier for them to drive there than Perth.
Would you get 80,000 at Homebush?
I've got no idea.
Yeah, I reckon you would.
For a grand final, you would. But it is a toilet of a joint.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It wasn't always. I get that perception of it now, Jim, but it actually is unfairly viewed, I feel.
That's because 30 years ago or 20 years ago, whenever it was the Olympics, it was a decent place.
It was.
But it's been run down since
then. And for maybe six or 7 years of AFL use after that. But to your point now, it's in a dilapidated state.
I never enjoyed one game I ever did.
I did go to the 2003 World Cup final there and enjoyed it.
Well, it's a rectangular venue, so it makes sense for soccer and rugby. Mm. It doesn't make sense for AFL football. Anyway, we're discussing all of this because we're the laughing stock of the country. Our state.
There's a lot of feedback.
Not
to your
the state.
On
we
the
are the laughing stock of this country.
Not Damien's the state.
Man, Dan.
Was he my man?
Doing a great job.
Because you look like brothers.
Yeah. Oh, please.
You stand next to each other.
You ever say that?
Bill, I think you're brothers.
Next, we're having a look.
Geelong's open.